if you're looking for something to watch this weekend on Netflix and you're like, I don't know. I have a list here from the New York Times telling you all the best movies that are available on Netflix. Welcome back, by the way. You're listening to Donna and Steve. Without Steve.
San Steve.
Steve's on vacation. That is Brittany. This is a really good list. I will link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. Okay.
Love that.
Julie and Julia is on the list. If you would like to see Julie and Julia. Did you see this one?
No.
It's from Nora Ephron.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an adaptation of two books. And it's about Julia Child. And her mastering the art of French cooking.
I remember this movie. What you said, 2009. Yes, I remember this was pretty big. It is wild how many things are on Netflix that you don't see. Because you know how everyone gets to see their homepage something different?
Yes. You got to do some digging.
You got to do some digging.
Like, this is a great movie, Bonnie and Clyde. If you've never seen Bonnie and Clyde, check that out on Netflix. That's from 1967 with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Hand Luke is on there. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Training Day is on Netflix.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
One of the best monologues at the end with Denzel Washington when he's going off on all of his neighborhood. Oh, it's epic.
This list is way worth its weight in gold.
I think so too. Because you get a good variety. You get some classics, you get some 90s, you get some 2000s. The Social Network is on there.
I saw The Social Network a couple times. I don't know why I liked it. I just think it was filmed interesting, and I think it created a story. It was just done well.
I thought so too. I would go back and watch that, as a matter of fact. A Clockwork Orange, which I don't think I've ever made it through that whole movie.
I haven't either.
It scares me just looking at, like, a picture of the main character.
You know when things get really big in certain vectors, like people are obsessed with that movie in some worlds? I never got that. I seem to have missed that.
With this movie?
Yeah, with this movie, Clockwork Orange. And because of that, I just never... Really? Same with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I missed
that cult following.
Yes, I missed that cult. I didn't get the bus on that. I wasn't around for the memo. And so now I feel like it's too far gone. I can't.
I don't know. I would probably go back and watch this. It's Kubrick, you know, and it's like weird. And there's a lot of like violence I remember that I did not like.
So do you guys know about the Kubrick stare? To show that you're evil, like a character's evil.
No.
So you tilt your head down.
Okay.
And then you look up through your eyebrows.
Oh, that's also a flirty move.
Is that? Not the way.
Like if you're taking a sip of your drink through a straw, your head is down, and then you pick your eyes up, you're like, hello.
See, you have big old bubble eyes. Mine's... that's mine. Down. Chin down.
Okay, so that
And then
means...
look through the top of your eyes. That
scares me.
That's Kubrick showing that character is evil.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Spotlight is on this list. The Five Bloods is on the list. This is a great comprehensive list. Lady Bird.
Oh, Lady Bird is great.
That was cute.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That's another really good one. It's kind of filmed in like a video game style meets anime, but it's mainstream. It's pretty good.
Oh. Have you guys seen Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler?
Yes.
Boy, is that disturbing.
I'm not going to spoil the ending, but the ending is a little rough.
It's a little rough.
But
have you seen it, Brittany?
No.
Okay.
Fantastic job by Adam Sandler, though, to go out of his realm of the goofy, fun-loving Sandler-esque. He is
really
very serious. Yes.
Very serious role. There was some Oscar buzz for him. I don't think he got the nomination, though.
No, and he even came out and he was like, after that, he was like, I don't care. I've done enough where, fine, don't give me an Oscar. Yeah. He knew he did a good job. You should watch it.
I'm going to do it this weekend for you guys, because I'm going to be here on Monday. Of course I will. I've done less for people I don't even like. Or more for people I don't even like.
Okay, good. Yeah, again, I'll link this whole list up for y'all.
It's a great, like we were talking about, Netflix doesn't always show you everything it has. Obviously, it can't. But there are some really great movies in here.
Me agree. John Corbett is going to be a part of the Sex and the City reboot. Are you down for that?
I am in the way that he's, out of all of her lovers, he's really aged well, and I could see why they'd want him attached.
I did an interview with him once.
In Tell Me More.
He looked weird in person.
Ooh, overworked?
First of all, he was in skinny jeans.
Yes.
Skin tight jeans. Like this, I mean, he's super thin. But he was very, very lovely.
But did he look overworked? Did his face look overworked? Because I feel like that's the vibe he gives me.
He looked to me better on camera. Like he's got this really, I mean, he's a handsome guy, no doubt, but he just looked different. I don't know how to describe it.
It was unsettling. Was it not? I'm trying to like give me something here. Is he like not attractive?
Or? Was it makeup?
I think I didn't like his hair. He had long hair.
And
I think it just didn't fit his face.
I see.
But I'm looking at him now and I'm saying, hello, Aiden.
Aiden. So who should have Carrie ended up with, Donna?
I liked him. Yeah. I didn't like the looks of Big.
Yeah.
I just, something about him didn't fit the role for me.
Here's a problem I have with Big. I feel like they've really altered his personality for what they needed.
And
I wasn't here for it. They had a whole story arc with him that he was very self-centered, and all of a sudden he's this lovely partner, and I get it. People change, but his changes were so drastic. I mean, when he didn't show up to marry her, and then she still, it was like, what?
What? I peaced out long before then.
A lot of theories on the internet about how Carrie is actually the worst character ever. The most selfish. She is the villain. #Mm. Carrie is the villain.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you go back and kind of watch, she's very self-centered. Really does things for herself.
Aren't they all, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all into themselves.
But, like, there's something about Samantha that's very open and people are very here for. And Carrie's always like, me, 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 me. And when she gets mad at Charlotte for not selling the ring to help her pay rent, that was a real villain moment where you're like, whoa.
Yeah, she seems like the kind of friend that holds people captive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, why is everyone beholden to you?
And I think that's, like, a lot of people are going back through the show and looking it through the eyes that Carrie is the villain. We're listening to the monologue of a villain.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fun fact, who is John Corbett married to? Or not married to, but he's in a very long-term relationship with Bo
Bridges?
Diddley?
Bo Jackson?
You guys suck. Bo Derek.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
You have no idea.
Is she from 10?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, perfect.
And there's quite the age difference. Well, not that bad. She's 64, he's 59.
My dad, when I was growing up,
was so hot.
Yeah, would always be like, just Grant, this is, you know, he grew up in that generation. He loves that movie, 10. Loved it.
I have no idea who that is.
Bo Derek?
No.
Oh.
You're too young.
Just Google movie 10 and you'll see what we're talking about.
I mean, I see her now. She's beautiful and
gorgeous.
Great, but again, I must have been gone that day at school.
Well, I don't think it's a movie they really kind of want to put out there right now. I mean, basically, it's all about you have to be hot, essentially, to get what you want. And that's not what we are trying to portray in movies now with women, right?
I hope not.
I mean, I also hope not.
Yeah. All right. On that note, I got to go.
Get out of here.
All right. I'm getting out of here. I know. I'm going to come back with a study. We're going to come back with a Facebook study. We asked you the question, what's something you said or did that made you realize I'm old? You could give us a call, 651-641-1071. It's an informal, according to a new study, coming up next.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about. Yes, women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
That was a rough one. I sent that. So my family, we're all nerds, and so I have a huge family, and I sent it all to them, and they're like, yeah, no, we love that you were on, and we love that you were on the YouTube channel. We love that. But you got 0 points, so why are you putting this in the group text? Like, do not be proud of that interaction.
So that's why the one I posted this morning is, I think it's the first Real Housewives one we did, and you guys had a lot of fun in that one. So that one you might want to send out to your family because it's a more of a...
redemption.
Yeah, it's more of a redemption tour there. So.
Yeah, and you know, it's just funny when you're like, look how great, look at this. And they're like, yeah, but shame on our name. And I'm like, good point.
Okay.
You know,
you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you lose more.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Okay, so today we want to know, what is something that you recently said or did that made you realize, holy crap, I'm old?
Yeah.
Let's start with the phones because we've got Judy on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Judy. Guten Tag.
Hi.
Hi. So what happened?
So I don't go to McDonald's a lot, but I happen to, in my early 30s, walk into a McDonald's and I saw looked at the guy behind the counter and I thought, he is so cute. I wonder what his dad looks like.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm 60 now and I still remember that day.
Oh, that is hilarious. Thank you for sharing that, Judy.
Yeah.
Have a good day. This is really funny, you guys. Joan on our Facebook page said, a Boy Scout literally came to help me cross the street. She goes, I didn't really plan to cross the street, but he was a really cute kid.
So I do, if that happened to me, if a Boy Scout came up to me and said, ma'am, I would punch him in the throat.
Oh,
get away from me.
He needs to get his badge.
Get away from me. I am not elderly. Like, no.
Oh my God. Let's see. Tracy said, I commented at a store that, wow, it's really hopping in here. The 20-something cashier mocked me. Oh my God. You know, I literally. See, I'm trying to make a balance between young and old. I literally told the neighbor kids to get off my lawn.
Yes!
It happened. I was on a Zoom call and they rang the doorbell and they're like, is Buddy here? And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. And I go, you guys, I'm on a phone call. And then they continued to play in my front yard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they started riding their bikes on my grass. I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh. So I'm back on Zoom. Did you shake your fist at them?
I just went, guys, off the lawn,
no!
Off the lawn.
I saw one of these. I saw the finger go back and forth. You shook the finger.
I know. Do you want bike marks on your grass?
I'm with you 100%. I don't even like my dogs running. My backyard is destroyed because of my two horses that I have. You know,
yeah, so it's a whole thing.
You guys are the man, and I'm fighting the man. You guys are the worst.
The lawn is like what it frames the house.
Yeah, it's your pride.
No.
We know you hate the lawn.
I live in the suburbs, and you got to keep up with the Joneses. You know, you just can't have dandelions.
We always point out that neighbor, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know who it is.
And when it's two doors down and you see like a whole bunch of dandelions
creeping,
you're like, damn, they're going to make their way into my yard. Because once they become those puffballs, I'm old.
I know.
I'm with you. You're not old. That is just... That's common sense.
You guys are old and you're the worst. And who cares about your stupid lawn? Let the children play.
They could play in the street. I live in a cul-de-sac.
Just don't get any blood on it. That's what my dad would say. Go play in the street. Just don't get any blood on it. She's
they
right.
They can play in the street.
She's
it's
right.
A cul-de-sac. They can play in the street. They always do. You know, they come by with their little, they've got those little cars. You know, that seat two of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Power
like
wheels.
Six and two. Yeah, and I'm yeah. like, not on the grass.
See, I am such like the more we live in a cul-de-sac as well. And I have the three dogs and we got invisible fence because I just want the kids to come into our. We have, you know, aww. We have that environment. But my husband, he works from home and he says things like you guys do. And that's why I put up such a no. He was like, can you tell? I go, no, I can't. Because then they might not come back, Justin. Aww. Okay. And we need them. We need their laughter.
Yeah. So, me too. I do love that sound.
I know. And when they play with your dog, when they like your dog.
Yeah, they ring the doorbell just to ask if the dog could come out to play.
Is Buddy home?
Yeah, we do that at our house. Our house is the neighborhood dog park because of my big fenced in backyard. So we do play dates with all, yeah. Yesterday, nice. Lily did one yesterday with, there was like six dogs in my backyard, kids playing around. I mean, I wasn't there, but I would be sitting there just looking like, okay, don't run too hard. You're going to dig up that grass and don't run down that same path. You keep running down that same path.
I love it. Some of the other answers that we have on here. Luann said, I told my daughter to watch Frankie and Grace. Her reply is, isn't that for old people?
But that one's funny.
Lisa, I don't think she even got the reverse thing. Lisa said, I always say I'm going to tape a show on TV. Katie said, I went to show my ID and the kid looked at it and went, oh, you were born in the 1900s. You're good.
That's the new thing. If you're born in 1999, everything in 2000 now, because it's 2021.
Yeah. Yes.
So now it's an easy, like if you have a 1990 birthday, it doesn't even
1999
matter.
1999 or lower.
Yeah. 1999, excuse me. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God. Jackie said, when a person said, you saw Grease in a theater.
Oh.
I love it. How about you, Britt? The old hag.
Well, that seemed appropriate. I noticed, so I used to nanny. And if I think I'm cool for 2 seconds, I say one thing in front of those kids. I go, hey, I saw this on Facebook. They go, what?
Facebook?
And I go, okay, cool. So don't worry. I've got people keeping me in check as well.
I love it. I don't know. You want to talk about football when we come out?
Of course I do.
The Washington football team is taking new name ideas. We'll run down some of the front runners coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y, 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Hey, girl, hey.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. We're back.
If you like it or not.
Yeah, exactly. Brittany filling in for Steve all week. Doing a great job, by the way.
Oh, you.
You are a delight.
You and your low standards.
That's right. Keep them low. You'll never be disappointed. No, you've just been a fan favorite, so we appreciate you.
Shut it. I can't. Okay, let's talk about my favorite subject. Oh, how do you say it? Football?
I think so.
Football?
It's got the little thing over the top of the O.
Yeah.
So the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, is changing its name, but they've been taking their time on picking a name.
Yeah.
And the team's president recently said he didn't think anything is off the table, except Redskins, of course,
mm-hmm.
As long as the name isn't messy or embarrassing. I do dislike the Washington football team, I have to say.
I kind of love it. It's kind of like Mr. Met, where it's so obnoxious, like lazy. Like, I kind of like, hey, yeah, which team are you on? Oh, the football team. Hey, right.
I love it. And their helmets now, just with the W on there. It reminds me of like Alabama old football with just the A or the number with just their numbers on the helmet. I mean, it's classic. Excuse me. It's classic.
I don't like saying what it is you're doing in the name of the team.
True.
It's like, okay, I'm the football team playing the football game. I just sounds dumb.
I feel like I do need like a t-shirt or a sweatshirt from there because it almost reminds me of like South Park talking about a team or like a TV show where we're like, hey, we're the Washington football team.
Yeah. I mean, why doesn't everybody just do that then? We're the Minneapolis or the Twin Cities football team or the Minnesota football team. We sure are.
That's what you are.
It was a quick fix, as you guys know, to fix a problem that was needed to be fixed. And they've kind of just now, as you know, they're letting it lay out there to try to find the right name. And yeah. You guys have some, right?
Okay, so I'm going to give you this list in no particular order. Mm-hmm. You yay or nay, okay?
Okay.
The Washington Aces.
Nay.
Yay.
Nay.
Okay, so that majority rules on that one. The First City Football Club.
Nay.
FCFC.
No, that's soccer related.
It's the same thing, too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, no.
The Washington Archers.
Nay.
Nay.
No.
I'm with you guys. The Washington Beacons.
Nay.
Nay. The Washington Belters.
Nay.
Nay. No.
The Washington Red Tails.
Nay.
Yeah, nay.
No.
The Razorbacks.
Nay.
No.
What does a...
I don't know. I always think of those dogs that have the thing on the back.
Oh, the Ridgeback. Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Yes, yes.
They're just so pretty.
Yeah.
But yeah, not for football. The Defenders.
Nay.
That's dumb.
No, I'm okay. The Defenders, the Washington Defenders. They, you know, Washington is the center.
It's not a mascot, Grant.
What is the wild? If we're going to have that conversation.
I think the Wild mascot is also dumb.
What is a Wild?
What is a Wild?
Thank you. Okay, go on.
Good questions.
I hate our name.
I don't like that name either. It should have been something like Arctic, you know, like an animal.
Yeah.
The Washington football team is still on the table. No.
Nay.
The Griffins.
I'm going to give it a yay. That's my first yay. I can see it. I can see it. Is it great? No, but I can see it.
It's terrible.
It.
I hate it.
Okay, then I'll...
You hate it too.
I hate it too. Thanks. I'm a pushover.
The Washington Warriors.
Nay.
Do you think it's too risky?
I think it's... Well, I was a Warrior in high school. It's just dumb. It's not specific.
You know what? We were the Boilermakers.
That's terrible.
Love it.
I don't even know what a Boilermaker is other than a drink.
In my mind, it's like I could see a boiler worker, like somebody who works on a boiler, but like somebody who makes them, it seems.
Well, Purdue Boilermakers, they use the big train engine, the head train as their thing. I don't know.
Their emblem.
Their emblem. Yeah. Their logo. I don't know. I like the name, but you're right. There really is no, like, what are you going to have a guy with coal on his face and overalls and a shovel?
I don't love it. I know. Stupid.
The Armada. Mm-mm. The Washington Armada?
Nope.
The Rising?
Uh-uh.
The Swifts?
The Washington Rising?
Swifties? But no.
Pretty.
I might be a Redskins Swiftie.
How about the Commanders?
Nope.
The Pilots?
No.
The Rubies?
Never.
The Renegades?
Nope.
I don't mind the Renegades.
All right, I'm going to circle the Renegades just as a possibility.
I feel like you didn't hear my nope.
Nope, sorry, nope.
Oh, yeah, you guys are together.
That's right. The Washington, D.C. Football Club. Oh, suck it. Nah, get out of here with that.
Bleh.
Oh, my God, you guys, there's a million of them.
Well, we're knocking them out quickly. We could probably just send this to them.
Monarchs.
Never.
Presidents. That would be embarrassing. The Wild Hogs.
No, just be the Hogs.
The Washington football team, they all dress up in as pigs. Like the men would dress up and females, but it was usually back in the day where men would dress up in dresses with a pig mask on, and that was what their fans would do. So like pig skins, hogs, that might not be a bad connection.
But it's also explaining what the game is again.
Hogs?
Pigskin football is made from pigskin.
Let's call them the Hogs.
That's why the Hogs might work.
You guys, there are so many animals that are not represented, and I think they should just grab onto one like that.
Washington Golden Retrievers?
How about, you know how the donkey and the, what's the other animal?
Mule?
Nope, the one that represents the Democrats.
Oh, the elephant.
Right? Why don't you be like... The asses.
and the trunks. Trunks and the asses.
How many football elephant teams do we have? Do you want to go against an elephant in football?
No. What if we go the Ella Ronkies.
Okay, so do we need to tell you it's bad, or did you feel it when you were saying it?
Ella Fonkies?
Nope, that's not hitting.
No,
if you say it again, okay, it's not.
Still not working. Nope. Okay, the Guardians?
Nope.
The Brigade?
Uh-uh.
The Demon Cats?
No.
The Royals?
Nuh-uh.
Majors?
Never.
Icons?
Nope.
Anchors? Blah. Mm-mm. Red Wolves?
No,
what? There's already Wolves, and we don't need specifics.
Ambassadors. That's not bad.
The Terrible.
Washington. Okay.
That's literally what
we're
it sounds
here to
like
play football. Yeah. Like we're here to play football. The Washington Ambassadors.
We just want to give an outreach to all the other players out there.
Dang, you guys, tough crowd.
I mean, picking giraffes.
All the good ones.
Otters are cool.
How about the we already have the Eagles.
Yeah, we have a couple Eagles.
Sorry. My bad.
That's why, so like, you know, there's a lot of names out there, like the Senators, Federals, that were, you know, like this, you know, well.
I like the Senators.
But there already is a Washington Senators.
I'll do the Centaurs. Well, the Centaurs sound cool.
I like that. And then their mascot would be awesome.
So awesome. It would be two people would have to commit to that one.
I think the Washington Senators would be cool because their baseball team, which was the Twins, was the Washington Senators. Oh. And then it became the Minnesota Twins. So it'd be pay homage to their old baseball team, even though it's football and baseball. It'd be fun. But that is actually one of the names. And I showed you guys this. There's a story of a gentleman.
Yes.
That actually trademarked a ton of names.
This guy is... He is really committed, but yeah. I don't really know what his purpose is.
Well, from what I understand, he did this a long time ago, and he had planned on letting them expire back in 2020. And he does this to make money. He sells them once people want to use them. But in this particular situation, when this story came out, everybody thought, well, this guy's going to make gold off of this, because he trademarked over, I think they said, about 100 different possible names, and a lot of the more popular names that people were picking for this football team. But he did come out and say that he doesn't want any money for it. He simply wants to see the name change. So that was the cool part about this, is normally he does spend the money to kind of make the money, but this time he just wants to see the right thing done, which is really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, but you have to have a purpose with the name to keep it, to keep the trademark alive. You have to actually use it in some form. So hopefully one of them is going to be the winner. What about the Americans?
I like it.
I know I'm an Army veteran and I love America, but boo for a name. Don't you guys get it? I want to hug a mascot.
All right.
What am I going to hug the state? I mean, the states.
Okay. How about the veterans?
No. Don't. I want it. You guys, it has to be something
it has
I
to be
would
something...
want to buy a plushie of.
It has to. How about the Washington White Houses?
Never.
Okay. The Shepherds?
I could get down with the Shepherd.
Because
hound dogs are cute.
I like the Washington Shepherds.
I'll do that. I love a good shepherd.
Good canine name. Yeah. I mean, but I do like the idea of playing off of the political side of it, or whatever it may be. But like, you know, the Senators, the Gladiators,
Ew.
I don't know. I think it could be. I get what you're saying. I want to see some more animals represented in the field of football teams. But like, what does DC have? Like, you know, we have our Gophers and there's Badgers and, you know,
They could have done the Eagles had Philadelphia not been selfish.
It would be perfect. It would be perfect.
I mean, I feel like I'm constantly disappointed in Minnesota. I get it. Like, we love our Twins. We love our Vikings. But like, they're a terrible mascot. Like, they don't have a lot of opportunity there. The only ones who do well are Timberwolves and Lynx. The Lynx are so cool.
Yeah.
Because that's a really cool animal.
That's a great one. How about the Panthers?
Wow.
The Washington Panthers.
Wow. I mean, I do think that name might be on
or
some...
Or the Cougars.
I mean, there's so many. How about Leopard? Leopards are so cool.
Leopard is too close to leper.
Oh, yeah. But then here's the thing. When you're running with the ball and they assume you're a leper, that's not a bad place to be.
Well, good luck to them. That was fun to go through some of the hot ones that they're thinking about.
I love when we get a chance to be super judgmental.
Me too.
Roberta's got a quick idea. Roberta, what you got for us?
Well, you were talking about elephants. Mm-hmm. And so Winnie the Pooh called an elephant a heffalump.
So the Washington's heffalump.
I kind of Love it.
Me too.
I'm in.
That's kind of fun. The heffalumps.
Huffalumps.
I did not know that.
You could have your elephant, but it's a heffalump.
I like it.
She's, well, good job. We should have just called her to begin with. Here we go. Wasted all these hours of our lives.
Totally just blew 10 minutes on that.
Thank you so much.
Is there the whole time. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
We gots to go. We also have to talk about this Zillow gone wild story. Mm. What in the holy heck?
I have no idea.
Wait till we tell you about this house in Ohio that has a pool in the strangest of places, but only partially. We'll discuss in the final stretch coming up next on My Talk. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We like to look at homes on this show.
Yeah.
We like to provide a little slideshow when it's available for our listeners.
Just going through people's stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. In this particular case,
yeah.
Can you explain what's going on?
This Ohio home has maybe some benefits in some people's eyes, but also not. They decided that they want a pool. Got it. You want to be outside. You want to enjoy the sun. And they said, yeah, we do. But we also kind of don't always want to enjoy the sun. So they went ahead and then it's in their backyard. They built a garage over like probably about a third of the pool. So if you look at it, it looks like the pool is going into the home, into the garage.
Okay. It's interesting that you think the garage came later.
You think... That
I thought it just happened to be a garage, but I might need to look at more photos.
No, I think it's fine. Maybe it says that like a personality test about us. What came first? And like I'm a this and you're a...
Look right. at the roof or roof, whatever you prefer. The shingles on one are way more faded than the other one. You can tell that the back half is an add-on.
Oh, because there is a garage in the front.
Yeah. But, you know, it could be wrong in the way that they had it there and they decided to build a pool around it. But look, I'm pretty sure they own the property behind it. So why would they do that?
That's the question. So it's this giant yard.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you always have to have a fence around a pool. That's, mm-hmm. you know, code. And they've got the fence around the pool, but they have plenty of room to have a completely outdoor pool. But instead, the pool goes into the garage.
Yeah.
How do you shut the door?
You don't.
Well, it looks like
wanted a covered part.
Yeah, well, it's Ohio, so it probably gets cold in the winter. I bet you that other half, if you heat that area and you have that part of the pool heated, you could keep that section warm and you could kind of have it like an indoor swimming pool during the wintertime. And it looks like, if you look at the pool, it looks like they built something so that the garage door can come down and create some sort of seal to keep...
Rodents
and the air, absolutely.
And me, like I could just go into their home, just float into their home.
But doesn't
there is definitely not a divide. I found a better picture, but I do. It's just open.
Oh, yep. Okay, that is weird.
So I don't really know how they. I don't think wildly enough. I don't know if the garage is necessarily attached to the home, or there's just nothing really in the garage, and they can lock that door.
The house is ugly. There, I said it. Sue me, Susie.
Oh, it is. It's terrible.
That, how dare you?
It's pretty hideous. Ugly. It needs a lot of work.
Click on the link I put in there. You can see an up close picture. It's right under that.
Yeah,
but it's the house is not great. It's definitely it needs some work for sure. But you have an indoor outdoor pool, so do you even care what light your life is looking like? You're living pretty good life. Question mark?
I don't know.
It does have a garage door. And like you said, there is now that I see this picture, there is no way for that water. What are they going to do? Like it would, unless they heat the thing all winter long, which I would imagine would be very expensive.
I'm thinking that in that garage, they keep barely anything. Like just maybe pool necessities, maybe some whatever. They don't even shut it. They just lock that door. And it's like.
And they just empty the pool.
Yeah.
In the winter. It's hideous. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
This is so enjoyable. Anything else you got up your sleeve today?
Yeah. Did you know that vitamin C, you know, like emergency and all those things you can take to make sure you feel better when you're sick?
Yes.
Does nothing.
Yes, it does.
Nope. Does nothing.
I say BS.
It always lessens my symptoms when I take. Yes.
Does it though?
Mm-hmm.
It lessens your wallet. Mm-hmm. I know that because it's pretty. Emergency is weirdly expensive.
I do the other one. What's the
airborne?
Other one? Yep.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I do too.
Say more things. Why? Why do we know it doesn't work?
They did a study and they're saying that there is a chance that if you're taking it possibly like in your normal life, it might help cut down. And they're barely saying it, but there's proven no benefits that while you're taking it, I mean, while you have the cold, if you begin to take it, that it does anything to reduce the time that you have the cold.
Lies.
I mean, you are a scientist.
Lies.
You are, obviously.
It's one study. I'll find eight more that argue.
This is on lifehacker.com. How dare you attack my sources? I am a journalist. I am first and foremost a journalist.
Hey, I'm sorry I got to go back to this house, but did you guys see that there's a soda fountain machine in the kitchen?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. What? It's like an ice cream bar.
Yeah, from back in the 50s and 40s, like those soda fountain ice cream bars that they have, they put it in their kitchen.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, it doesn't make the house any less hideous.
No, it makes it worse, but it's pretty cool.
I feel like this is the kind of house that if you're an introvert, you'd hate because it's literally set up to party right now.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Like, don't worry about the carpet. You just go buck wild.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a party house for sure.
Oh, man.
I got to keep us up to date with one more thing before we go.
All righty, okay. Let's hear it.
Right now, as we speak, there is a life-size teddy bear named Bear Son. Walking from Los Angeles to San Francisco, yes, there is a man in a bear suit. The Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's pulled over and said if he's okay. He said, I'm actually just on a mission to walk from Los Angeles to San Francisco. And if you want to follow his journey, because of course you do.
Yes.
Go to I Am Bear Son on Insta.
I Am Bear Son.
What's he raising money for?
Oh, nothing.
No, people don't do this for nothing.
He's just inspired to make the pilgrimage in a bear suit in California. As somebody who has worn these costumes before, it is very hot.
Oh, I didn't know you were a furry.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm just kidding.
Just had
so many jobs where they're like, Brittany will wear the suit, including here. I have been the panda a few times here.
Yeah, you got to pay your dues, girl.
Totally.
You're past that now.
Am I, though?
We got to throw Grant in a bear.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen sometime this summer, I would imagine. It's the one thing I haven't done here, so I'm surprised I haven't yet.
I am Bears, B-E-A-R, Bear.
And then Son, S-U-N. It's one word, I
Not
am Bear Son.
Not finding this guy. It's one word.
Yeah, it's all together. I am Bear Son, S-U-N.
Oh, S-U-N.
Yes.
Oh.
And you can see him. He does a lot of lives. He's keeping a record of what's going down on this track. Me and my friend Kazette, we are very into it. We are tracking his every move. It's our only hobby this week.
That's a cute bear suit. Yeah. This is like something you'd find at an amusement park. I thought it was like a realistic looking bear.
He's going to get shot.
He's like a mascot.
Yeah, that's why I said furry. Yeah.
Oh.
You guys have never had a job where you had to dress up in costume.
One time I had to be a bee.
See?
At a station of B96 that I worked at.
Yeah. Thank you, Donna.
Give me a picture,
and it
please.
It stunk because they never washed it. Oh. And like guys with BO would be in it. And then like, ugh.
It's the hottest. You think masks are bad? Wear a costume for more than an hour.
Masks are good breath checkers, by the way.
Excellent.
I have noticed that. I'm like, I definitely need a mint.
Oh, and I'm like, damn, I'm glad I flossed the past week. I'm amazing.
It is true. Yeah, I've definitely been more aware of my coffee breath, and I hate it
too. It's not a good sitch. Well, it's been fun, guys.
It's been a blast, but it's the weekend.
Whoop whoop! We've done almost a whole week together.
Wild.
Wild. So much fun. You're the best.
I tell everybody you guys are my friends. Please act like it when people see you in public.
You're with us next week, right? For a while, too?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going anywhere. I live here.
Oh.
I am Bear Son.
Okay, we just got an email. Ready for it?
Oh.
Morning. I don't know where you found Brittany, but I love her.
Stop.
She fits with everyone, and she reminds me of Marley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a huge compliment.
But oh, that's from Nancy.
Don't be nice to me, you guys. It's what if I get an ego? What if I become somebody in my own head? What if I need a trailer?
We're
going
to keep you, I think.
All right, cool. I'll stay.
All right.
I get free food after this, so legit.
It's not only for a limited time.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to go bye-bye very soon. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. So you better bring your wallet on Monday.
No!
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to our show. We appreciate you. Thanks for the Facebook comments. Thanks for the emails. Thanks for the hate mail.
We love it.
Yeah, it's all great. It's all good. All right, Brittany, you go. Have a great weekend. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. I'm going to join them for blind items.
Blind items. There you go.
Bye. Sing along.
Bye. To the play.